Hello, and welcome to Deep Thoughts. I'm MJ.
I'm Donnie.
And today we are going to be talking about some of humans' most deepest thoughts and philosophical questions that we have. Starting off, I have pulled some stuff from Google online to see what is the most popular.
Oh, goodness.
So, here we go. Is it more important to be respected or liked? That's a hard one.
It is. I'm going to go with the respected.
Why respected?
Because people can fake like you.
Yeah.
And feel like when you're more respected, people would just respect your presence, what you have to say.
But a lot of times respect can come out of fear, and then like you don't really like the person.
Yeah, I mean that's there too.
I mean, I'm a people pleaser, so my first response was to be liked, but now that you say that, respected sounds a bit more like one would be better in the long run, is what I think. All right, Donnie, what's the next one?
Have we become less happy in this age of technology?
That is a really, I feel like, a subjective question.
Honestly, I feel that it's technology speaking.
Right.
It's taken over.
Taken over?
Like, we've become so reliant.
Well, a lot of it is. It's definitely helped, I feel like, push humanity forward as a whole, because it's helped with medicine, with understanding the world better. So I feel like it's a double-edged sword there, or there's two sides of the coin, where sometimes it can be phenomenal and great and help us, but then sometimes, like you said, it can be like a crutch and kind of hard to look on.
And also the cyberbullying, too.
Cyberbullying, there's people like just Googling the answer and not taking the time to learn it. I am one of those people, too.
Same here.
So, like, it's a subjective, so it could be helpful and unhelpful at the same time. Here's probably the most deep thought yet. Does life require a purpose and a goal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why did you hesitate on that one?
Because you just don't want to straight up just say, yes, it does require a purpose and a goal. Because, I mean, let's be honest here. How many times have you, like, went to go do something and you just get like the most random side quest ever.
Side quest? Yeah. That's a way to explain it. Or where you just do something and you don't know why you did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's just no purpose. So I guess there's those little, like, we'll call them intrusive thoughts or intrusive actions, maybe.
Yeah.
But then also, like, life itself, I feel like, can exist without a purpose. Like, they say that everything helps each other in, like, the Earth's ecosystem. But what about mosquitoes? What do? They just exist to bother people. I mean, their only existence or their only purpose is to survive. So is that their purpose is to survive?
No, the purpose is to die because who really likes mosquitoes?
Nobody likes mosquitoes, but, like, the mosquitoes' purposes.
Suck blood out of humans.
Right.
That's about it.
That's their goal. So, I mean, I guess it does require a goal because, but then again, they don't really have the same thought process as humans do. But, okay, speaking humanity-wise then, do you think everybody requires a goal to, like, have, like, thorough consciousness?
Every person does need something in their life to look at goal-wise because then they just see life as, what's the purpose? What's the point?
Yeah, why am I here? Why is anybody here at that? Because then you're just, there's a difference between living and surviving.
Yeah. And then also, if you really think about it, there's always a goal. You just might not know it yet, but there's always going to be a goal.
Yeah. And whether that's like how you interpret that goal, how you get that goal, whether it be through some higher power or through yourself or through your own personal vendetta in life, I think everybody does have a purpose and every life does require a purpose and a goal.
Yeah. I think it's great to hear from other people, so let's give them a taste.
Say your name and age, please.
Cooper Nernburn, 16.
Okay. Is it essential to be a good person?
Yes.
Why do you say that?
So you don't get off on the wrong foot with other people and give them a bad example of who you are as a person.
All right. How does one become a good person?
Be nice and kind to people and not rude.
That's a good answer. Can we choose our emotions or do they happen to us?
Both.
All right.
What else?
Just helps always be nice and kind to people so they don't think you're a bad person or think bad of you.
Okay, thank you. Well, that's all I have for you today, but I appreciate it.
Say your name and age, please.
Matthew Pagerman, I'm 17.
Awesome. Okay, can money buy happiness?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, why do you say that?
Because you can buy anything you want.
All right, that's a true answer. Do you need a significant other to be happy in life?
I say yes.
And why is that?
So you have somebody else in your life.
That is important. All right, well, that's all I got for you today, but thank you.
So here today was MJ.
And Donnie.
Talking about deep thoughts. Thank you for listening today. We all appreciate it.